Oh, hey, come on in. Good to see you again. Yeah, just take a seat there. I'm just finishing up an email, so do you mind waiting a sec? Thanks. Sorry about that. All good. Now, what can I help you with? You need help with this week's material. Right. Could you be more specific? You just want to run some practice problems with me. Yeah, we could do that. Do you have your textbook with you? Great. If I'm not mistaken, we just went over the problems starting at page 104. Do you have your notes from class? What do you mean you didn't take any? Did you even go? You know, I really don't think office hours should be a substitute for going to class. This isn't the first time you've asked for help. No, I don't mind at all. It's what I'm here for. It's just a lot of material, and I don't want you falling behind. But it seems like you learn best by learning through trial and error, so I guess do what works. Wait, hold up. Run that by me again? Holy shit, you're taking six classes. That's insane. I would never want to learn Calc 2 during such a busy semester. No wonder the methods are so unconventional. Okay, so did you at least review the lesson before this? You did. Great. So we could just go through this first question together to start then. We're trying to find the integral of cos x to the power of 3. What's your first instinct here? Right, use substitution. But it wouldn't be easy, right? So why don't we mess with some trig identities to make it easier? It's tough to work with a third power, but we can break it down. So cos x squared times cos x. Do you remember another way we can write cos x squared? Awesome, yeah, 1 minus sine x squared. So let's substitute that for the cos x squared in the equation, and then what? Distributive property, or nice. So then you're left with the indefinite integral of cos x dx minus the indefinite integral of cos x times sine x squared dx. No, we'll just add one c plus at the end. No need to write them both out now. So you already know that the first part here is just sine x, so you just have to find the antiderivative of this second part here. Now we can use u substitution. What do you think u should be equal to? Yes, sine x should work great right now. So if u is sine x, then du is cos x dx, right? So you can finish up the problem for me? Nice, great job. See, that came pretty naturally. You have a pretty good grasp on the integral rule so far. This is just throwing trig identities into the mix. Did you want to try another one? Why don't you skip down to question 4 and do that one on your own? No, that's fine. I'll wait. Take your time. Okay, let me see. Ah, you forgot plus c, but otherwise that's right. Good job. Well, I'm happy to keep working with you, but you seem to have a pretty good grasp on your own, especially having not gone to class. Where are you off to now? No more classes today? Nice. Well, I'll be out of here pretty soon, too. You managed to slip in at the end of the office hours. Nah, I don't have anywhere to be. If you want to stay here and keep studying with me, that's okay too. I don't mind. No, really. What can I say? I like math, especially teaching it. Boring? Hey, watch your mouth, Missy. That's my livelihood you're talking about here. I'm kidding. I get it. The school system does a pretty shit job of making it fun. I don't blame you for not seeing the math magics. Oh, God, did I let myself out on that? Oh, God, that was bad. Oh, man. I promised myself I wouldn't say that pun with students. Ugh. I'm serious, though. I think it's really beautiful. The logic just flows out of your pen. Variables fall into place like a game of Plinko. It's comforting knowing the whole universe can just run on a set of rules like this. Look at me, waxing poetic about math. I'm so lame. Not lame. Well, thanks. Even though I know it totally is and you're just being nice. I do gotta admit, though, I look forward to your visits every week. You're fun to talk to and you're really smart, even if math isn't your favorite. You know, if you wanted to just hang out, you don't have to have a math question. Well, sometimes it feels like you're just looking for an excuse to come see me. Wait, really? You do? For real? Yeah, I feel comfortable talking to you too. Oh, wow. I mean, I kind of get those vibes from you, but I didn't want to be inappropriate and come on to you if you just wanted math help. Well, if neither of us have any plans, we could do more than just talk. I can't believe this. You have no idea how many glances I've stolen when I thought you weren't looking. Because you're a fucking bombshell, obviously. Lock the door. Okay, come here. It's a small office. Let me clear some shit and make room so you can hop onto my desk. Yeah, there we go. May I kiss you? Come here. Okay, wait, stop for a sec. I feel like I should tell you. If we do this, I gotta get the prof to mark your assignments. Conflict of interest and all that. No, I doubt it'll make much of a difference. With math, it's kind of right or wrong, which I love. Fuck, you look so beautiful. Mind if I unbutton your shirt? Jesus. Were you expecting this or something? Or do you just wear a bra this sexily every single day? Yeah, I'll take mine off too. Sorry, kinda sweaty. Went to the gym earlier, didn't have a chance to get home. Mind if I kiss your neck? Baby. I can call you baby, right? Good. Because goddamn, baby, you smell so good. Shh, not so loud. There might still be people working next door. You're gonna have to stay quiet while I leave these kisses all by your neck, by your ears, down your shoulder. Even over your collarbone. Can I move my mouth down your breasts? Fuck. You are gorgeous. You can keep this sexy underwear on. I'll just slip a nipple out and... You taste so good, baby. I'm so lucky. I fantasize about seeing you like this every time you come in. You're moaning again. Hey, I love it. But the octogenarian professor next door might not. If this is all you're comfortable with for now, that's all right. We're moving pretty fast here. But if you'd like, we can slip your panties down. You can scoot right over the edge of my desk. I could lift up your skirt, and I could go down on you. Would you like that? Thank you, baby. I can make you feel really good. You have to stay quiet, though. Think you can do that for me? Can you be a good girl for me? Then put your hands in my hair and pull me in.
You taste so good. Fuck. You're getting loud again. It's okay, baby. I got you. Just let yourself relax. But if you don't stay quiet, I might have to cover your mouth. You want that? I don't know if I can trust you to know what you need. Poor baby. Just a whimpering little mess. Shh. Here, suck on my fingers. Just breathe through your nose and focus on my tongue against your clit. For me. I gotta cover your mouth. It's okay. Hold on to me. Fuck, you taste so fucking good. Let me find your panties and shirt. Here you go, darling. As much as I love looking at you, you said you had nothing to do this evening, right? Shit, you have an assignment due for another class? Learning your algebra? Well, I should really shower and tidy my apartment, but if you're interested in some help with that assignment, you could stop by my place later. We could practice matrices and other things. I could lie tangent to your curves.
Okay, that one was really bad. I couldn't help myself. Sorry. I hope the math puns don't scare you off. I'd really like to see you tonight.
Yeah. Awesome. I'll see you soon then. Bring your textbooks.